Chapter 9. Another Plan. The costume party was a great success, and lots of people phoned the next day to thank the team. Bobby, Helen, and Lisa were very happy. The other teams were also very successful. The beauty team gave special prizes, and the newspaper also got 4 pages of stories from the party. "I'm a bit worried about the newspaper team," Bobby said. "They're making money from our event. We had the idea, we worked hard, and they just wrote about it."
"That's not nice," said Helen. "The other teams worked very hard too. And it's not true that the newspaper team just uses our ideas and makes money from them. The newspaper helps us too, because it gives our events a lot of publicity."
"You're right," Bobby agreed. He remembered his economics lesson the week before. "Businesses depend on each other," the economics teacher, Mr. Penny, told them. "Businesses create opportunities, and then other people can make money too. When there's more money, there are also more opportunities to make money." "We should start to think about our next event," Bobby said to Helen and Lisa. "We've got a lot of schoolwork at the moment, but maybe we can plan something for Easter." The three friends discussed a few ideas, but they couldn't decide. They were tired. They were studying for exams, and they were organizing private parties every week.
"And there's another problem," Helen said. "We can't ask businesses to give things for free too many times."
"Let's have a break and talk about this later," Lisa said. "I've got a photo session after school today. You can come to the studio with me."
Helen and Bobby stayed at the studio for several hours and watched Lisa model lots of different clothes in front of the cameras. In the beginning, they enjoyed watching her, but after a time they became bored. Fortunately, Joe, the director of photography, announced a break and invited the three friends to eat with him.
"So, what do you kids do?" Joe asked with a smile.
They were all eating pizza and chips, except for Lisa. She only wanted a Diet Coke.
"That's a stupid question," Helen thought. "We're 16 years old. We go to school, of course." But she didn't want to say that to Joe.
"We organize events for the school's fundraising project," Bobby said. "It started as a school project, but now the entire community is participating. We're the official event organizers." Helen was full of admiration. Bobby gave the impression that they were doing something important and exciting.
"What's your next event?" Joe asked.
He looked interested.
"We don't know yet," Bobby answered. "We're only beginning to have ideas."
"Why don't you have a fashion show at the school?" Joe said with a smile. "I'll help you, and we can do it together."
A fashion show. The three friends looked at each other and started to think.
"There will be a lot of preparation," Joe continued, "so we should organize it for the beginning of May."
"Okay," Helen said. "But where will we do it? We can only get 400 people into the school hall."
"We can put chairs for 600 in the sports field," said Lisa.
"Let's do it there then," Bobby exclaimed enthusiastically.
"May is a good month for outside events, and let's have 2 shows, then we can sell 1,200 tickets.
"Won't we have to pay the models?" Lisa asked.
"Not if we use students from the school," Joe answered. "Helen, for example, will be a perfect model."
Helen's face became red.
"I'm not tall enough," she said timidly.
"We're selling real clothes for real people, not designer costumes for film stars," Joe replied. "You're a very pretty girl, Helen. You'll be a marvelous model for teenage girls."
Helen looked happy and excited. She wanted to say something, but Bobby interrupted her.
"I don't want to be impolite," he said to Joe, "but do you get anything from this fashion show, or are you just helping us?"
Joe laughed.
"Teen Shop will get a colour magazine with next autumn's collection," he said, "and our models will be real students. We also get good publicity when we contribute to a social project. Of course, we'll pay the school for the use of the school building and the sports field."
"But how much time will it take?" Helen asked.
We have to study too, so we mustn't lose a lot of school time.
It'll take one school day and a Saturday, answered Joe. We'll have auditions on Thursday evening and rehearsals on Friday. Then we'll do two fashion shows, one on Friday evening and one on Saturday morning. And we'll take photographs for the magazine on Saturday too. Photographers don't usually work on Saturdays, but this is something special.
Yes, we can do that, said Bobby.
He took some paper from his pocket and immediately started to write notes. Lisa smiled.
Now we'll win the competition, she thought. Helen was excited too. In her imagination, she was already modelling in a fashion show in Paris.